And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are living in the faith zone. And all this week, we are going to be exploring some people in the Bible who were in the faith zone. And we have to remember, as we're reading about each and every legendary Bible figure here, that they worked their way, they built the strength before these big encounters took place. They worked their faith, the faith that they had. We all have faith. So it's important that we exercise our faith when opportunities arise so that we are able to continue to move forward in the face of the most extreme adversity.
And you couldn't say it more eloquently this morning. We all have faith. The Bible says we all have a measure of faith. So we all have faith. But are we working that measure that we have? Are we working that level of faith that we have? We can't come up to this great faith unless we start with little faith. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you don't get to great faith unless you start with little. So we're going to explore this all this week, as you says, Diane, and have some good takeaway and can exercise the faith that we have. Remember, we have to exercise the faith that we have, and as we exercise it, it grows.
We're saved by faith.
Yes, that's
so
number one.
We utilize faith for our salvation.
Yeah.
So if we think about that in comparison, it takes great faith to believe what we cannot see. Mm-hmm. But it's bearing witness in our spirit. And then we are to build from there in our Christian walk. So think about the power of faith on your day of salvation. Now, how much more should it be incrementally increased as we continue to walk by faith and we're strengthened in faith? We continue in faith. But sometimes we look at different situations, we think, well, that's a hard situation. But how much harder if we try to perceive from our logical reasoning is salvation?
Yes.
We cannot do anything for salvation. It is totally received by faith. Jesus Christ already did everything. And if we try to add anything to it, then we're not receiving the purity of the blood of Jesus Christ for salvation. We're trying to put our works with it. We're trying to put religion with it. It has to be only by his blood, which is only by faith, because we weren't there at the cross. But right. By the Spirit, it bears witness. So we have that great faith right there at salvation. And then we're to continue to operate in it, walk in it, strengthen it, and exhibit it more and more in the earth.
So, in Daniel chapter 3, we're going to go to Daniel chapter 3 and pick up a story from Daniel, which is real, and how we can learn from the three Hebrew men and how they exercise the faith that they have in the living, true and living God.
Daniel chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Now, if we convert those measurements, that's 90 feet tall and 6 feet wide. And what is it made out of? The Bible says it's made out of gold. 90 yeah. feet tall.
Yeah.
9 feet wide. Golden idol, an yeah. image of gold that Nebuchadnezzar created for idolatry.
Come on.
And verse 2, and King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the yeah. judges, the yeah. magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So he calls in all the leadership in the area, all right. the rulers in the area, all the people of importance politically and such in the area. He brings them all together to dedicate this 90-foot by 9-foot golden statue, which he made. It was his design. It was his idea yes. that he sets up. Verse 3. So the satraps and the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurer, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
Yes.
Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up."
So there's a decree. There is an order, a decree, that this is what it's going to be like. This golden image that Nebuchadnezzar made, all the people, including his governors, including his administrators, all of them have to bow. So there's no exemption, as we look in the scripture here, to it. So he's not giving no one a bye. This is it for everyone who lives in Babylon. Go ahead, Dad.
And then there's people now who are playing the horn, the yeah. flute, the harp. So they're all playing in symphony, and then that's the signal. So think about when those sounds are coming together. They're bringing forth the sound of worship.
Yeah.
They're playing that. And then now the people must bow down and worship the gold image that he created.
And there's a scripture says, thou shalt have no what?
Other gods.
Other God. Thou shalt have no other God. So how is this going to play out here? Because the Bible says already, thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not worship, you shall not worship no other God.
So how do you think this turned out? They were everybody listening to all these instruments, and everybody needed to bow down. And along come these three little men that knew God, and they said, "I'm not bowing. I'm not bowing." And those three men are Adrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they chose not to bow. So what do you think happened?
Good, Dad, read.
There was a consequence for those who didn't bow. And that was stated at the time of the decree. So when they gave the direction, they also told what the consequence was going to be if they did direction. In verse 6, and whoever does not fall down in worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
Dan, before you move on, hold your talk. Look back at verse 6.
And whoever does not fall down
and worship
shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
So that is terrifying. Mm-hmm. That is absolute terror. We got to look at it. He put up the punishment, and it is absolute terror. So when you look humanly, just think of the human mind now at work. That you think, look, okay, worship and I'm free. Bow down, I'm free. Not bow down, furnace, fire. There's no escape. I'm going to be gone. I'm a goner. If I say no, I'm done.
So could you picture that now in this day and age?
Yeah.
Suppose the government said to all of the United States, all the millions of people that live here, when you hear the music, you're going to bow down and you're going into that fiery furnace. And the furnace was so hot that when the door opened, you could feel it. And do you think most people would bow down? Look how courageous these three men were, because they knew better. They were not going to bow down. And they, believe me, they had a lot of faith to be able to withstand what they were up against.
It says, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped when they heard the music in symphony. So there was no excuses because they spoke different languages.
Yeah.
So you can't say, yeah, well, I didn't understand it in that English. Bow down.
True. That's,
they all come in symphony. When they hear the music in symphony, the expectation is that they're going to bow down. So there was a great majority who were chosen to bow down. People of all sorts, all nations, all languages, they were bowing down. So that was the climate of the time, was just to go ahead and bow down to this 90-foot by 9-foot golden image, because Nebuchadnezzar had declared it. He had established it, and he told them if they didn't do it, there was severe consequence.
Punishment.
And the consequence was the burning fiery furnace. So it wasn't just a slap on the wrist. It wasn't just a fine. It was the burning fiery furnace. So it would be death, the immediate death of them. So they chose, most of the people, to bow down. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. So they're bringing the word back into the hearing of the king. They're contending with the word. They're saying, remember what you said? So they're using that in this atmosphere here of negativity, of evil, of idolatry. So how much more should we, as Christians, as the Bible tells us, to bring the word of God into his remembrance and to contend together with the word? We'll pick this up tomorrow. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big. Divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.